Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. GGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Happy September. It's all downhill from here.
You make that sound like it's a good thing.
I know. I didn't know quite how to say that, so. It's a good thing that Brad Young joins us. Brad is an attorney and contributor to KMOX and 97.1 and just about my favorite guest. Brad, good to talk to you. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by and saying hello to Nick and I at the game. That was really kind.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see you guys hanging out at the game. And let me tell you, Nick is an impressive young man.
He is, isn't he? He's a sweetheart.
He is great, and it was nice to meet him.
So let's talk about Donald Trump's had some setbacks in court. And before we get into the tariffs or the National Guard in California, let's do a little bit of a 101 about the court system. And if you could talk a little, because people keep, you know, hearing this, like a judge has found that this is illegal, and typically that's a district court federal judge. Talk about what federal district court judges do and what they don't do.
Well, one of the things that federal district judges previously did up until earlier this year was any federal district judge, there's one here in St. Louis, there's one over in Southern Illinois, every district and states are cut up into federal districts. There are judges who sit there. It's a circuit court judge. That's where trials happen. And judges earlier this year and for years have been able to issue nationwide injunctions when someone would come before them. That went up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said no, district court judges are not empowered to issue injunctions nationwide, but they still are empowered to issue injunctions, which is a court order saying stop doing that. They can still do that for their particular district. Okay. So it can be confusing because you've got state court judges who can do this. You've got federal court judges who could do that as well. Then you've got relative courts of appeals in both the federal and district courts. So it is confusing. So I'm glad you gave me a minute here to give everyone kind of a primer on how that works.
Yeah. And so let's go a little bit deeper. When a federal district judge gives an opinion and you don't like it, you and I can appeal, which is going to take us a really long time and a great deal of money. I'm guessing the president has a little bit of a shortcut for that.
Well, the president does have a shortcut, and in some instances, and we've seen it go both ways, so to speak, this year, sometimes the president can ask the Supreme Court for an expedited ruling, and the Supreme Court has something that they call their emergency docket, where even though they're not in session, they're only in session from October through June, they've got this emergency docket where they look at things, and they can either say yay or nay. I mean, that's the funny thing about the Supreme Court. They only take the cases they want to take, and they can either accept or deny an emergency case, and it can be totally, you know, I ate pizza last night, so I don't want to hear this today. I mean, it could be on any reason or no reason, doesn't matter. So the president can do that, but the Supreme Court has the ability to say yes or no based on any reason whatsoever.
So let's start out with the tariff case. What was it about it that the district judge did not like or found it to be illegal?
Well, and I've given this as an example before, but I'm going to go back to the Biden administration. Remember, it was very confusing whenever the courts were being striking down Biden's ability to cancel student loans. And it would go up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, you can't do that. And then he would do it again. And everyone asked, how is it? The Supreme Court has already spoken on this. But each time the president would use a different statute or regulation to cancel student debt. So each one of those had to be determined individually. we're dealing with that situation right now with the tariffs. So the Court of Appeals for the D.C. District said today that under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, the president does not have the authority to collect tariffs or to change tariffs. And right now, I looked it up today. So far this year, the U.S. has collected $150 billion with a B dollars in tariff revenue. And the Court of Appeals in D.C. said you don't have the authority to do that. But only this under only this one statute from 1977. Now, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. But even if the Supreme Court invalidates it, that doesn't mean these things go away, because the president, just like President Biden did, can then say, well, under a different statute, I have the authority to do this. And then that would have to be tested as well, which would also go all the way up to the Supremes.
I'm a little surprised, because just in the back of my brain, I've always had tariffs associated with the executive branch.
Well, it's not. Even under the Constitution, Congress is the sole authority under our governing or system of government that can assign tariffs. But because Congress is so dysfunctional and always has been, then what happens is that under various statutes, then Congress delegates that authority to the president, because with the president, there's only one person has to make a decision, unlike 435 people with egos the size of zip codes have to make a decision on tariffs. So it gets delegated to the executive branch.
Talking to attorney Brad Young here, he checks in with us several times a week. And the president had another setback when it comes to National Guard troops in California.
Now this is actually interesting, because you remember the Court of Appeals had already previously held that in theory, the president can send the National Guard, nationalize the National Guard, over the objections of Governor Newsom, and he could do that in theory under the Constitution. But now this is different, because now we're looking at what actually happened, not the theory of can the president do that. So today, a federal district judge in Northern California invalidated the president's use of the National Guard in Los Angeles, and here's why. Because they looked at exactly what the president was doing with those troops, and that included crowd control and traffic blockades. It included arresting individuals. There were some detentions of individuals, and also riot control. So the district judge looked at all that and said, well, in theory, even though the president could send the National Guard or nationalize the National Guard to guard federal buildings, that was all that he had the authority to do under the Constitution. Now that we looked at what he actually did, that involved things that are reserved for police powers. And last time I brought this up, you kind of mocked me, but this violates the Posse Comitatus Act. Mm. You know, at parties, quote the Posse Comitatus Act, people's eyes light up. It's really impressive.
Yes.
It's the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which says federal troops cannot be used for law enforcement activities, because then you would have, in essence, a national police force, which is reserved to the states under the 10th Amendment.
Questions? I think you wrapped it up, Professor.
I feel like I know I covered a whole lot of stuff here, and it is confusing, so I'm trying to make it as clear as possible, because there's so many moving pieces on this. Every day things change, and it is hard to keep track of all this stuff.
Wheels?
I don't know. It's... I feel like no matter what goes on, there's always an end around attempted. Like, I don't feel like any ruling is
like, okay, that shows us.
Yeah. Right. Like, nobody's gonna be like, oh, well, in that case, we won't do it. And you're like, well, we're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna find another way around it, and we'll get it all the way to the Supreme Court where our buddies are, which is the idea. I don't know that it's going to actually work in your favor by doing that, but it just feels like everything
right.
is
so if you
how
look
do
back
we find
at the
a
tariffs-
way around the law, as opposed to like, oh yeah, that's a law we should obey.
Right. If you look back at the tariff situation, the court that invalidated the tariffs, that was the D.C. Court of Appeals, it refused to issue a stay, meaning they're not blocking the president from collecting more tariffs, because it's guaranteed that this is going to go to the Supreme Court. So that's an open question. But on this whole issue of the National Police Force. I know we've seen a lot of social media talking about, we're going to have a National Police Force. Legally and constitutionally, that cannot happen. It's just that simple. Now, whether or not there'll be another end to run to, around it to try to do something kind of like a police force nationally, that's yet to be seen. But I think it's very clear constitutionally that that cannot happen.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, guys.
And he's smart.
No question. Just weird.
On the other end of things, there's me. I've written on my show sheet, do me. Yeah. And I'm thinking.
Is it dome?
Thank you. Yes.
No.
But for the whole show, I've been like, why? Why are you getting so salty, Dave? Hey,
they're just birthday requests.
Yeah. Do me. Yeah, it's dome.
What's that for?
What are you doming?
So I guess the Ed Jones Dome needs about $200 million
it needs upgrades. Yeah.
And here's the thing. And let me preface this with, I am speaking out of ignorance. If we had the people on who did the study, I'm sure I could be convinced. But my perception of the dome, of the doomy, is very blah. It just means nothing to me. I never go. I don't think about it. The times I have been there, I was not impressed. So I'm a little salty about it.
Well, I mean, you can blame the people that did the original lease with the Rams and left them a giant out, which is what they exploited to leave for Los Angeles, because when that deal was too favorable to the team to get it to come here, when they wanted to be here anyway because they wanted to get out of Los Angeles. So yeah, you're in that predicament. But like, if you don't upgrade it, then forget about NCAA events, forget about concerts. Forget about any of the extra things that could actually bring people to St. Louis.
And I guess what I'm getting at, and again, total ignorance, but it feels a little bit like the Cardinals giving big contracts to old players who are not going to be here in a couple of years. Like, are we throwing good money after bad? It's not a great facility.
Well, the other solution is tear it down and then you don't have one, or you build a new one for 10 times what that cost would be to prepare, to do the upgrades.
I'm for that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, there's an argument for it. There's a reason why other cities around us get events that we don't get, because they got newer facilities.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible, though? I guess what I'm getting at is, because St. Louis is my city. I'm not harshing on Kansas City or Chicago. It's my city. But I almost feel like we don't deserve it. Or it's just like, well, that's not going to do anything. I know.
I mean, just given how the last few years have gone.
Yeah, that's a bad way to
feel, though. Understandable, but you got to have places to host events, man. Yeah. If you don't, you got no reason for people to come downtown. Not just downtown, but to the region.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS. Other side of the break, we have Dave Murray's forecast. Matt Pauly's going to join us at 4 p.m. Talk to him. He's had an adventure. A personal family adventure. We'll hear about that.
Yeah.
So I think everyone knows, or maybe has seen, that they're like a QR code on a tombstone, and you click on it, and there's your grandpa, and maybe it's a video of him or something like that. Well, now evidently, workable today, they have an AI, And I don't know how you feed the AI. I don't know what you give it. But it's basically, if anyone saw the movie Man of Steel and Superman's dad, even though he's been dead for, you know, thousands of years or whatever, is there in an AI form, and he has all of his dad's memories, and he can talk to him, and they can have real conversations, and he can give him advice. They say that is going to be the future. 100% going to be the future. It won't be at the gravesite. It'll be something that you have on you, like a companion. So you'll have, like, your parents or your deceased wife or your child, God forbid, that you will have with you at all times that you can communicate with all day if you want to.
But it's not really them.
Right. It's an AI representative.
Right, right.
And again, I'm not sure what sort of input, because I know, like, you can... I guess theoretically you could download someone's Wikipedia or put in a bunch of documents, or like for the show, you could put in every word I've ever said.
Right.
And they'd get a good flavor of you.
Right.
It sounds incredibly unhealthy, and I would discourage anyone in my life from using something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound great.
Well, I hate to be so callous, but it's like death is an ending. It has worked like that through all of history. There is not a way you can cheat this. If you're trying to make yourself feel better, I don't think that constantly going back to that well over and over again is going to help you move forward in life.
Yeah. If, for example, like I've shared on the show, and many people get this, my mom died last summer, and many times I pick up the phone to call her. What if you could? You know, what if you could push a button and your mom says hello? Hey, Mom, I had a rough day. Tell me about it, honey. Like,
I get the appeal. I absolutely do. I get why people would be drawn to that. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to take you down the right path.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But it's also not them.
Right.
It's one thing if you had the technology, you know, like we're watching the show, Davey Watch Foundation, yeah. And the technology is there, so they preserve all of the actual knowledge and the memories of all of the clones that are the empire, that are the emperors. And if it was actually like a downloaded consciousness, that's a different thing. Now, I still think that Rach's question is the same for that as it would be for an AI. But an AI is going to be just an AI interpreting words.
Well, what about
and making
this?
It seem like a person, but it's not them.
Oh, shoot. We're out of time.
We can go to 29.
Okay, what if it is downloading someone's consciousness? We figure out how to do that. I would be very hesitant to do that to a deceased loved one. Because
yeah, without their permission anyway, yeah.
Yeah, who knows what experience they would have.
Right.
It could be horrific. It could be some sort of
hellish
thing.
But even if it's, that's the other question though, is it maybe that's not adding anything and they don't know it, but it's just downloading whatever memories exist and it's just all that.
Yeah.
Either way, wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
She wrote down. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Every day about 3:35, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How was the holiday?
It was fine. It was good.
Good.
Oh, don't pay attention to that noise. It's a router down the street.
Man, you have a busy neighborhood.
We do. There's some construction and on two. I live on a street that's got like seven houses. Two of them are under construction.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
Yeah. So I guess tomorrow's going to get a little warmer, but no big warm.
Yeah, let's, before we get to the forecast, I put together all the summer numbers.
Okay.
Because summer is now over.
Yeah.
So I look at June, July, August. The average temperature is high and low together. 78.2 degrees. That was 0.9 degrees above average. So kind of a run-of-the-mill summer, 29th warmest on record. This is kind of the neat number. The hottest temperature, we never hit 100 degrees. The hottest temperature was 98, and the coolest temperature of all summer was 55. Both of those happened in the month of August.
Wow.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Rainfall, 10.44 inches. That's 1.36 below average. 67th wettest on record. We had 26 days of thunderstorms. We are dry right now. June was kind of wet. Part of July was kind of wet. We had some pretty good thunderstorm activity. But August has been dry, or was dry.
Yeah. I can
vouch. We need some rain.
Yeah. My yard's looking pretty dire.
Yep.
Going to be a gorgeous weekend, though, right?
Yeah. We've got a cold front, strong cold front, coming through late tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. Tomorrow will be the warmest day of the week. We've been putting that on the docket for quite a while. 87 for the high. That's going to probably feel a little hot, and the humidity will be up a touch. And with the front, some scattered showers and thunderstorms. I think the prime time will be 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., not expecting anything severe. 56 for the low on Wednesday night. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny. Wonderful day, 75. Another weaker cool front comes through on Friday. Partly sunny, a couple of spot storms. 78 for the high on Friday, and temperatures will hold high temperatures in the 70s for the weekend.
Cool.
Take it to the bank.
Yeah. Nice. Rach, rather than headlines, can we do the thing from the Google Doc about the time machine with Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds fun. So I was thinking about what to talk about on the show, and I thought, you know, what if we somehow had access to a time machine, everything works, and everybody fits inside the time machine at the same time? Where would you take all of us as far as, like, different eras of your life? Where would you want to be like, I want to introduce people to this version of Dave Murray? So, I mean, we could start with Dave Murray, we could start with someone else, but what era of your life would you want to take us all to and show us, you know, that version of yourself?
Kind of like a show and tell kind of thing.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, but it has to be in my lifetime.
Yes, it's your life, okay. Something you would want us
like
to
see. Like a tour.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd bring you back to... Oh, sixth grade, fifth and sixth grade, because I was a terror. I was a horrible kid.
Really?
We had moved around quite a bit from the time I was born until like the beginning of sixth grade. So I had issues. I mean, I wasn't burning houses down, things like that. But I had in hindsight, I don't think I realized it when it was happening. I think my parents were great about it. But, I think I had problems, and it would be nice to have you guys see it. I'd like to revisit that a little bit.
Really interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. How about you, Rach?
I was thinking if I could take you all somewhere, I think I would take you to my Radio Shack days.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. I've been thinking about that time a lot lately for some reason, and yesterday I was talking with my sister-in-law about like the Alton Square Mall and how different things are there. And I don't know, when I was working there, it was just kind of a fun time. I had maybe a little bit of a different attitude than I do now towards certain things because I was much younger and just, you know, hadn't had as much experience as I have now. But I think it would be kind of fun. I mean, to just kind of show you guys like, all right, here's how we do it at the mall. Like,
yeah,
just a different time.
I would probably take you guys back to law school.
Oh, cool. Hmm.
Yeah. Show you around the law school, introduce you to my friends, take you to a class. Like, that's a part of me that you guys know happened, but you probably have no real...
And you don't have... I mean, you have stories from law school, but I'm always, like, left wanting more whenever you talk about it, because it is, it's like, it feels so... key in getting you to where you are now is probably the biggest thing that ever happened to you up until that point in time. But it's also like, well, what was that like?
Yeah.
You know?
How about you, Wheels?
Probably early college. Early college, just because it was a time and it'd be fun just to, because it was Miami in the early 90s. So A, it's fun. B, you guys would get to see what I was like before I was tamed.
Yeah.
Before I grew up.
Wearing your Don Johnson outfit. Going clubbing.
That I want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys might not like that guy, though. I mean, my wife married me, but first she didn't like me either. She figured that out, you know, over a couple years, or about a year time, I'm all right.
Andrew, how about you?
I did misunderstand the question because I was thinking cowboy times, like Old West.
Well, if that was a part of your life.
Now I am realizing I may have misread.
Take us to your cowboy times.
I may have misread the topic. I would probably say like late high school, college. You know what I mean? That was like such a fun time overall. Like, it wasn't perfect, but there was a lot of fun things that happened, and with no responsibilities, it's just kind of like, you know, every day brings something, you know, something fun or, you know, adventures or whatever.
What about this?
Lots to do, lots going on.
Everyone knows the famous story of Dave and I meeting when I was 10 years old and he gave me the weather balloon.
Go back to that day.
What if I took you back to that day?
That would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
And everyone but Dave knew, and we're all like, oh my God, it really is him.
And you like totally misremember it. Dave Murray's like, get out of here, kid.
Yeah, show this balloon to your ass.
Well, that's how you get like...
Puts his hand on your head and just pushes you down.
That's how we all get stranded in the 70s, because we disrupt the space-time continuum.
Right.
By like talking to Dave Murray, and we ruin everything, and then we're stuck there forever.
Well, the upside
Dave,
is,
do you remember
70s.
Me from 50 years from now?
You can do what you want.
Yeah, stick me in 1974.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm okay.
You got about 20 years of whatever you want.
I had a mini bike
30.
And a weather balloon.
That's right. Uh-huh. Put a string around your arm and fill that weather balloon up. And off you go to
no more
wherever,
Dave.
Jerseyville.
1970s, they were like, rules? Yeah, no rules. Whatever you want to do.
That's so true. Oh, funny.
It's funny you just brought up Jerseyville, Dave. So whenever you were like broadcasting here and you would talk about little towns like that, like how many of them were you like, you know what, I need to get in the car and go check this place out?
You know what, when I first came to St. Louis in 1976, I spent probably about 10 weekends in a row driving all across the viewing area or the listening area.
Very
to see
cool.
all these little towns and what they were all about, and you know, really visiting them, how big they were, exactly where they were, all that kind of stuff. And that, man, I would recommend that to anybody in any market. Take the time and do it, and talk to some people, learn how to pronounce the names.
Yeah,
especially around St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was fake syndicated in my second year on the radio. I was in other cities, but it was just some stupid package where they just put, you know, like it wasn't really being syndicated. But I was in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, which on my first day I called Wilkes Bar.
Oh, no.
That's it. Done.
They're pretty sensitive there,
pretty
too.
Pretty much over. That was about
I watched a couple of anchor people basically sabotage their career by not being able to pronounce towns in the viewing area.
Oh, not learning the local way
right.
of saying it.
Yeah.
St. Louis would be a tough one.
It took me it took me a good bit of time because...
Well, especially speaking French.
Well, that's the point. I would say them the way that it's like, you know, said in actual French. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's
right.
wrong.
Everybody's that's
like,
wrong.
What are you talking
like,
about?
What's wrong with you, you snooty jerk?
Yeah. What are some examples?
Oh, so you think you're better than us. Okay.
Well, creepcore.
Would be what?
That would be, so the first word is crève in French and then coeur.
Don't.
But you wouldn't say it that way. I think I wouldn't say it like I'm saying it in French. I would say Americanized like crèvecoeur or something like that. But it's not that.
There's an E after the V. That means the other E is a E.
Yeah.
It's a creve.
Yeah.
We know.
Listen to Andrew.
I mean, I did that stuff nonstop for
Andrew's
like the first 6 months.
Andrew's very protective of his ignorance.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to know things. Don't know things.
Yeah. Anytime somebody knows more than me, I feel the need to drag them down as quickly as possible.
So would Gravois be Gravois?
Yep. Yep. And it's, I mean, literally the whole town is like that. Like everything
it,
is.
It is.
Yeah. So it didn't take long. You just had to pay attention. And thankfully, I was at KMOX learning those things, and all those people around here, the veterans, they're like pulling me aside. And, hey,
and that's the key.
Yeah.
We had
you
to do
have
that.
To have people like that.
We had to do that once. Years ago, we had a traffic person who was from like way out of town, and they kept saying stuff like De Bolivier or whatever.
Yes.
And we had to be like, no one knows what you're saying.
Yeah.
No one knows what you're saying when
I'm
you
sorry,
say that.
You sound really stupid.
You sound really stupid. It's De Bolivar.
Even though you're saying it right.
We skip about a half dozen letters in there.
Was that the lady we caught watching porn?
It might have been. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Wait, what?
Watching porn and also listening to Single Ladies really loud.
She was remote, and so every now and then she would turn it on without knowing that she was on, and she was clearly watching porn.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
do you remember Rachel when we turned? We were like, let's see what she's up to, and so we turned it on like the preview staging thing, and she was like, he thinks he's just gonna come in town and fall up into some ass.
I wondered if you're going to tell that real story.
I think that was before my time. But I do remember that happening.
And we were like,
legends never die.
We were like, oh, she's busy.
Yeah. We'll check back in later.
I'm still trying to get past the fall up.
Yeah. I never heard that one. Although I was intrigued.
All right. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at gravity.
Yeah, I love Roger Brand, but she was pretty interesting. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Welcome back. Some of my purple drink went down the Twinkie pipe.
I've definitely been there.
Well, you mean your water? Your purple water?
Yes, my Kool-Aid. This is the most irrelevant thing I've ever talked about on the show, but Kevin and I watched this science fiction show called Foundation.
Highly recommend.
And it's no spoiler alert, because if you can follow this thing at all, you're smarter than me. So
it's got a lot going on.
But there are these all-powerful emperors, and
yes.
A young woman pisses one off.
Yep.
And Rach, get this. He says... do you ever think about your legacy, Rachel? Mm-hmm. The mark you're going to leave on the world? And she's like, oh, sometimes. He goes, well, I've looked into it, and this is 12,000 years in the future, so they have this technology. And I've identified every person you've ever had an association with. And it's 783 people. Then I went out, and I found every person they've had an association with. That's another 893. And they're about to die right now. Boom. He snaps his fingers, and they're all killed. Yeah. He's like, now you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison knowing that everyone you've ever known and everyone they've ever known died because of you. I mean, that's a crazy thought. Like, how did Isaac Asimov just come up with that thought? That's like nuts.
I mean, I'm sure similar things have happened in human history.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be 1,700 people, but I'm going to take out you and your family in a little town or a little village or whatever.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we lived in a little bit smaller world, we weren't spread out all over the place.
Here's how confusing it is. Okay. It's so confusing that on the weekend, I am texting him and asking him to talk. Yeah. I'm like, explain this to me, please.
Well, I mean, I'm like two seasons ahead of you, so I have a lot of the info that you don't have, and you'll see. It's going to make sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.